news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, this could be one of those fall, wintertime days when your high temp comes in the morning and it cools off all day. 53 now at our studios. More from Dr. Bill right after we check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had a perfect start, a chilly start, but no accidents. A good ride if you travel from the 1065 split downtown for the tunnels across the Bayway. Northbound 65 from Pritchard to Saraland. Haven't had any problems yet this morning. Create lasting family holiday memories by traveling to the Gulf Coast premier Christmas tree farm. Open now, Fish River Christmas Tree Farm in Silver Hill, Alabama, with 40 acres and thousands of trees to choose from. See them at fishrivertrees.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny today. It will be cool with temperatures in the mid-50s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cold with lows in the lower 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the mid-50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Welcome to Professional Collision. How can I...
Man, I hope you can help me. The big game is this Sunday, and I always throw the best tailgating parties. But I can't show up with my tailgate all banged up like this.
What happened here?
I may have been checking the scores while trying to back into a parking spot.
I understand, sir. We got this.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a 3-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams 4 times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 607 FM Talk 106.5 on this Cyber Monday. Everything's got to have a designation. Some people just call this Monday after Thanksgiving, but no, Cyber Monday today. After, of course, Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Convenience Store Sunday. Was that not one of them?
What's Tuesday going to be?
I don't know.
Dial-up Internet Tuesday.
Ooh.
How does that sound?
When is that? If we would have...
How about, and then Workout Wednesday.
Well, no.
In your dreams.
No, yeah, that's not a purchasing thing. No, I'm thinking, Christmas this year is on a Tuesday or Wednesday?
I believe a Tuesday.
Okay, so it would have to be Convenience Store Monday when you would do your shopping. So when would these are the holidays for people that are actually buying things on time, doing it on the proper schedule for Black Friday.
Yeah, it's Tuesday.
So I would designate right now Christmas Eve, that Monday, will be Convenience Store Monday when you do your shopping. You're like, we hadn't done any shopping. Well, you know what Grandma would like is some Slim Jims and a copy of Road and Track magazine.
And I will tell you something. It could be Wednesday, Workout Wednesday, because they could encourage people to purchase workout memberships.
That's right.
I call my donation because I have yet to see the inside of that gym.
Don't do the same thing. Don't y'all both make donations to workout places?
Oh, yeah.
You know, so sure. Kind, and the gym that I am a member of.
You're a sponsor.
Right. That I kindly sponsor each
sponsor.
They gave me a free water bottle for my birthday.
Wow.
Like a bottle of water.
Such a deal.
Not a water bottle.
Oh, just
a bottle,
an actual
of water.
Bottle of water.
It was like they were taunting me. Because you have to go there to pick it up.
Last of the big spenders.
I'm just saying.
Last of the big spenders. Kelly Finley, sponsor of a local workout facility. And there's Dalt Norwig. He is back. Of course, this weekend and this extended weekend, this is one of those, hey, your memory card is full on your phone weekends from all the pictures you've taken, hopefully, because you had football games and parties going on. You had Thanksgiving going on. Lots to talk about on today's show. Remember, you can always text us at 343-0106, 343-0106. Also, the same phone number we use to turn up your voice in the 8 o'clock hour. We're online, fmtalk1065.com. Catch the podcast of this show and so many others. 40 hours a week of live local programming waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And it's time for headlines, and sponsorships. Sponsored by Kelly's workout membership. Right. You're going to renew, right?
Oh, of course, because I'm on that automatic plan.
There you go.
So just in case I forget, it does it for me.
Well done. Here's Kelly with headlines.
Resolutions. I set them every day. It is 6:09 this morning. Good morning, everyone. I know our news partner, WKRG, has told you about this, but I want to give you a little more texture to the story. So here's the question. Will we or won't we continue to set sail on the Carnival cruise ship Fantasy out of the city of Mobile? Mayor Sandy Stimson, he is expected to make an announcement later this morning, as the current contract is expected to expire later this month after the cruise liner returned back to the city November the 9th, 2016. So in a recent press release, the mayor stated, quote, "We worked hard to recruit the cruise industry back to our city, and we've worked even harder to ensure its future. Carnival's presence has played a major role in our pursuit to establish Mobile as a major tourist destination." As for that announcement, it is expected at 10:30 this morning at Cooper Riverside Park. Excuse me, I'm getting a little under the weather. Must be because of a membership situation. News out of our state capitol, as yes, we are honestly, seriously talking about the general election. You know, the one from November the 6th. Yeah, as our state elections and the results will be certified tomorrow afternoon. Secretary of State's office says that they have a canvassing board that will meet at 2 p.m. on Tuesday in Montgomery. The governor, the attorney general, and secretary of state will canvass and certify election results during that meeting. You know, in the hotly contested gubernatorial race, the unofficial returns show that Governor Kay Ivey defeated challenger Walt Maddox after capturing nearly 60% of the vote. And did you know there were about 2,600 write-in votes in the race for governor? So we shall see. We will crunch those numbers and bring that to you tomorrow on Mobile Morning. But just letting you know.
Okay.
General election. Still talking about it.
I got two people emailed me with my name as a write-in. Once again, I tell you, quit doing that because y'all don't want me.
This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hear that? That's the sound of Trust, also known as the love song of a finely tuned Caterpillar engine. A sound that can get a working man's blood pumping each morning and let him sleep like a baby every night. Because he knows that Cat machine's gonna work, do its magnificent thing. It's what allows a small business to play big and helps a hard-working man keep the promises he's made to his customers and to himself. Trust, it doesn't happen overnight. It can and should take time to earn. At Thompson Tractor, we've been at it for over 60 years. With industry-leading product selection, service, and commitment. The kind you'd expect from a company that's been around. We know what you're up against. We understand your dreams. After all, we started out small ourselves. So if you want to win your customers' trust, get yourself a partner you can trust. Like Thompson Tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months on select new Cat machines. Offer good through January 31st. Visit thompsoncat.com for details.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A 9-year-old girl is shot on Interstate 10 in Mobile. The child was rushed to University Hospital with a gunshot wound to her shoulder. Mobile Fire Rescue confirms the shooting happened around 8:30 last night near the Virginia Street exit. We're working to find out what led up to the shooting and whether any arrests have been made. A former Crimson Tide player, now in the NFL, is free on bond this morning after being arrested and charged with domestic violence over the weekend. The San Francisco 49ers released linebacker Reuben Foster Sunday. Foster was arrested for allegedly slapping and pushing a woman at a hotel in Tampa. Happening today, a chance to snag some big deals without leaving your house. Cyber Monday is here. According to the National Retail Federation, 75 million people are expected to take advantage of internet bargains today. Experts are predicting Cyber Monday could bring in $7.5 billion. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 614 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Most of the football teams in the NCAA have wrapped up their regular season.
Yeah.
With makeup games, the Army-Navy game, and conference championship games, the only thing standing between now and bowl season. And yesterday, the AP released one of the final top 25 rankings of the season, and the top three remained the same from the previous 5 weeks. Alabama was unanimously voted number one after their Iron Bowl win. Clemson is ranked second, and Notre Dame third. Georgia is the top-ranked one-loss team. The Bulldogs moved up one spot to number four after cruising past Georgia Tech. Oklahoma moved up a spot to number five. The Sooners outlasted West Virginia 59-56 in a shootout on Saturday. And Ohio State thoroughly dismantled the number four-ranked Michigan Wolverines 62-39 as the Buckeyes moved up to number six in the poll. The UCF Golden Knights are undefeated, but they ranked seventh because of the weakness of their schedule. Michigan comes in at number eight, a four-spot drop from last week. Number 9, Texas, and Washington round out the top 10. The SEC has 7 ranked teams this week. Florida moved up to number 11. LSU fell to number 12, while Kentucky went up to number 16. After an Egg Bowl win, Mississippi State is ranked number 20 this week, and Texas A&M moved back into the top 25 at number 22 after the Aggies defeated LSU in a wild 7 overtime game on Saturday night. Now that the regular season has ended, Alabama and Georgia will meet in Atlanta this Saturday for the SEC championship game. Only 3 teams in the Southeastern Conference saw their seasons come to an end this weekend. 11 of the 14 teams are eligible to play in a bowl game this season. Ole Miss is under suspension, but would not have been eligible for a bowl anyway. Their season ended in a 5-7 record after losing to Mississippi State on last Thursday. Tennessee lost to Vanderbilt for the third year in a row. That ended the Vols season with a 5-7 record. And Arkansas went winless in the SEC to end their year with a 2-10 record. Everyone else in the league will start practicing soon for a bowl game. There have been a couple coaching changes now that the regular season has ended. Texas Tech fired coach Cliff Kingsbury after the Red Raiders finished with a third consecutive losing season. Kingsbury had a 35-40 record over 6 years at Texas Tech, closing this season with a 35-24 loss to Baylor on Saturday. They kept the Red Raiders from reaching bowl eligibility. And North Carolina fired head coach Larry Fedora following a second straight 9-loss season. Fedora went 45-43 in his 7 years in charge, and he took the Tar Heels to 4 straight bowl appearances. In the NFL on Sunday, the Buffalo Bills beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 24-21. Jacksonville's now lost 7 in a row after beginning the season 3-1. Baker Mayfield threw 4 touchdowns, and the Cleveland Browns beat Cincinnati 35-20. The Patriots beat the New York Jets 27-13, and Tom Brady became the career leader in total yards passing with regular season and postseason yards combined. In terms of regular season passing yards, Brady remains fourth all-time behind Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, and Brett Favre. Philadelphia beat the New York Giants 25-22. Tampa Bay took care of business against San Francisco 27-9. Seattle topped Carolina 30-27. The Ravens beat the Raiders 34-17. Phillip Rivers tied the record of 25 consecutive completed passes on Sunday against Arizona as the LA Chargers beat the Cardinals 45-10. Denver upset Pittsburgh 24-17. Colts got the win over Miami 27-24. And the Minnesota Vikings beat Green Bay 24-17. Tonight, Tennessee plays at Houston in a pivotal AFC South matchup on Monday Night Football. 618 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by the Cart Doctor, selling new 2019 Yamaha and Star Street Legal carts, plus repairs, used carts, and rentals. The Cart Doctor at 5683 Highway 90 West in Theodore.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny today. It will be cool with temperatures in the mid-50s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cold with lows in the lower 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the mid-50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
For 20 years, locally owned and operated Pro Tent Window Tinting has been protecting Mobile area homes, businesses, and vehicles from damaging heat and sun rays. Pro Tent specializes in premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films and offers a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. Blow out your window with a rock while mowing the lawn? It's covered. Angry ex put a golf club through your windshield? It's covered. Pro Tent Window Tinting. Like us on Facebook to check out our work. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There is no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Make the free call now. 800-410-4036. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, so far, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear from Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort. We've had light traffic so far this morning across the Bayway into the downtown area. Again, no delays on the way in. Advanced Dental Comfort next to Walmart in Fairhope, now offering same-day all-porcelain crowns with excellent quality that's warranted for 5 years. They also are now open Friday and Saturdays for your convenience. From sedation dentistry to crowns, it's Advanced Dental Comfort, 210-1777. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 621 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Temperatures dropping throughout the day today. Right now, yeah, sitting at first drops more 48 as we get started. The high today just in the mid-50s. Details coming up with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams just about 12 minutes from right now on this Cyber Monday. You had today, now you're supposed to do online shopping. Like you didn't do online shopping on Thanksgiving or on Black Friday or on Saturday or yesterday. But today's the official day to do some online shopping.
Today's the deal day.
Well, I have a list of things you should not buy today coming up. Things you shouldn't buy on Cyber Monday where the deals are not. Oh. Instead of going, oh, we found some deals, y'all find your own deals. I'm not here to find your deals. I'm here to tell you what's not going to be a deal today.
Well, and now's not the time, I don't think, to discover a new store. See, if you know your store and you know what they usually charge for something,
right,
then you'll know if it's really a deal.
Yeah, how many times you do this if you go shopping like you should if you're in town? Even, like we say, shop locally and go to local stores, but you still should compare prices between local stores. Online, how many times you open separate tabs and see they're selling the... So I'm looking at this stupid camping chair, this super light, packable camping chair, and this one place that slash price, it's got this deal. So I go look at the regular price on another site, and I'm like, yeah, I didn't fall for that. I did see some good deals out there today. Bought a case of romaine lettuce at a really big discount.
Nice.
So I don't know if it's a Cyber Monday deal.
You must be on that new diet.
I don't know if it's a Cyber Monday deal, but I got a heck of a deal on a case of what? And Caesar salad mix and romaine lettuce. Really, a really good deal.
Very popular right now.
6:23.
Quick way to drop some weight.
Time to check headlines. Here is Kelly Finley.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Good morning, everyone. Be careful making your way back to work because many people are half asleep. I'm just putting that out there. Dalton, we talked about on Friday, it was like a racetrack for people who were racing. Five people ran the light on 65
right in, right
in airport.
Front of you. Yes.
I mean, like, zoom, 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 zoom. Not slow down, brake. It wasn't, the light was red, like crimson red.
Right, deep crimson red.
Yes. You know, I don't play favorites around here. But that's what it was. So just reminding everyone. All right, let's get you to your headlines. As our first headlines, it's from Florida. It's a very sad situation. A domestic violence situation turns tragic at a Florida Walmart. A witness tells police she was shopping in the garden section of a North Florida Walmart store when she stumbled upon a gruesome scene. A man standing over a woman firing several shots at her. Witness says the man then calmly left the store on Saturday afternoon. So when she exited the store in a Cola, Is that how you say that? Is that how you say the city?
Where?
Ocala. Thank you.
Yeah, Ocala. Horse country. Yeah, Ocala, Florida.
This is really sad because when she exited the store in Ocala, she says she saw the man riding a bicycle away from the store. Police then took to social media, confirming that the unidentified man and woman, they were involved in an argument before the shooting took place. Shortly before 3 p.m., the woman screamed for help. Store employees called 911. They tried to intervene. That woman died at a hospital. Thankfully, no other shoppers or employees were injured, but a very sad situation there at that Walmart. Closer to home, a house fire in Bay Minette. Just hours after families nationwide celebrated Thanksgiving, this fire claimed the life of one person, and neighbors in the area say the victim may be a 15-year-old child. And she attended Baldwin County High School. Bay Minette fire officials and police responded to the home on 606 West 6th Street at 2:40 a.m. Friday morning. Officials say that once they were able to get inside of that home, that's when a body was located. The state fire marshal is right now investigating. We expect to know the identity of the victim in the coming days. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 624 FM Talk 106.5. How does this work on Cyber Monday? Because, you know, we know on Black Friday we're going to see some sort of, melee as people grab TVs and run with them or tickle me Elmos or whatever. Yes. Like that. Is there any chance on a Cyber Monday for, like, a fisticuffs to break out? Does it happen between cubicles at the office? Somebody, like, ripping out somebody's internet cord so they can get the first take on whatever deal?
Well, you know, there's times when, like, when a really popular concert is coming up, and you kind of have to wait in queue, and you watch the time tick down, and you just wait until it's your time to jump in there and buy. I imagine if people knew other people that were waiting in line, they would, like, go grab their phone or try to turn their computer off so they could jump them in line, but pretty tough digitally to intimidate anyone.
Just wondering how that works.
Or just change their password.
Yeah.
Because so many people leave their computers wide open.
Mm-hmm. So if you change everybody's password, then you get a better shot at getting whatever the deal is, like that bulk of romaine lettuce.
And that. Or if they have a type of computers where you have to put your ID in, you know, like when I worked for the Marine Corps, the Marines, they had to put their cat card in. Mm-hmm. Well, all of us did, the civilians.
So
the Marines.
Did you put gum in it or what?
No. I would walk around and do cat card roundup, right?
Take everybody's card.
I sure did. I said, hey, the enemy could be in the building. You never know. And so I would take it. And it was the worst thing ever because you can't do anything. Everything's tied. I mean, that's your ID to go to, you know,
so you just
to Gears, TMO.
That's just like having your keys taken away.
It happens.
All right. So there are some tactics. I would say possible warnings here that maybe you're doing too much shopping on Cyber Monday is if your credit card number starts smoking. if it starts just a small... What is that burning smell? Oh, yeah. That's the credit card number I'm using online. All right. Let's do a little quick roundup here of 7 things not to buy on Cyber Monday.
Yes.
Easier to tell you what's not a good deal today than finding other deals. They actually say smartphones are not a deal today. Small electronics, including smartphones, were number one for the majority of holiday wish list, according to the folks at Retail Me Not. But consumers hunting for a bargain on a new smartphone should either plan to shop before the or shop the Black Friday sale or wait until December because the deals today are not the best. Mm-hmm. Electronics, come on, that's like number one, right, on everybody's list. Doorbuster prices on 4K TVs and streaming devices are more likely to be found on Black Friday. Y'all missed it. Cyber Monday's not the best day to make those buys. Uh-huh. Wait till later in December. To do that. Winter clothing. A lot of it will be advertised today. That's not something you do on Black Friday or on Cyber Monday. They say wait until January, which is about time winter time gets
live,
here.
Though. Come on.
But it says that's the deal when they're trying to get rid of the old inventory, get the new stuff. You want the best deals, you shop winter clothing in January. Jewelry. The sales on jewelry will be less sterling.
Hi, I'm
less sterling, which is pretty funny, than other sites. That's going to be less sterling. So don't do that today. Don't buy jewelry today. Toys, not a good day to buy toys either. Better deals coming later in December. And we'll get more on this list coming up in just a little bit. We'll check in with Dr. Bill coming up.
I'm Jessica Deloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The future of the Carnival Fantasy will be announced later today. Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson will make an announcement regarding the cruise ship at 10:30 this morning at Cooper Riverside Park. Mayor Stimson released a statement ahead of today's announcement saying the city worked hard to recruit the cruise line back to the city and has worked even harder to ensure its future.
You don't need to say any more, just show the video.
That's all this family wants.
The family of 21-year-old Amantic Bradford Jr. demanding justice on Sunday. Bradford was shot and killed by a Hoover police officer Thanksgiving night as police were responding to a shooting inside the River Chase Galleria Mall near Birmingham. A day after the shooting, though, Hoover police said new evidence revealed Bradford did not fire the shots inside the mall, and the real gunman is still on the loose. President Donald Trump will be on the Mississippi Gulf Coast tonight, the president holding a rally for Senator Cindy Hyde Smith. Smith and Democratic challenger Mike Espy will compete in a runoff for U.S. Senate tomorrow. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Summerbee Senior Living lets you live an upscale independent lifestyle while offering help when you need it. Our assisted living professional associates provide the support you need, and nurses are available 24/7. Don't miss out on 2018 rates starting at $36.95 on select apartments for a limited time. Schedule your personal tour today to select the apartment of your choice before they sell out. Call 888-825-1670 or visit summerbspark.com to learn more.
Football in the South. Tailgate season at FM Talk 106.5's annual Ultimate Tailgate Showcase Extravaganza. A prize pack worthy of exceptional fans.
This is Tommy English.
Yes, sir.
You registered in the Ultimate Tailgate prize package at Bayleaf's TV?
Yes, sir.
You won the whole thing. You are the winner of the Ultimate Tailgate prize package.
Oh, man, that's great. Thank you.
You have won $6,000 worth of goodies from the Cart Doctor, Old Time Feed, of course, Bayleaf's TV, Fairhope Brewing Company, and the Carrot Patch. We're coming to your house to watch the game.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Did you think you were going to win?
Didn't know. I hope I could.
Congratulations, and yeah, we're going to get directions. We're all coming to watch football with you.
All right.
We appreciate you listening to FM Talk 106.5. We appreciate you going by our participating sponsors, and so very happy to say, Tommy English, you are the grand prize winner in the Ultimate Tailgate Giveaway.
Tailgate in style. The Ultimate Tailgate Contest from FM Talk 106.5.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
Green scientists are saying this morning that the world's first genetically edited babies are the result of human experimentation, and they're condemning the research. A scientist in China says he altered embryos of seven couples during fertility treatments. Twin girls were born this month. The U.S. border with Mexico near San Diego is quiet this morning after the entry point into the U.S. had to be closed yesterday. Nick Watt is there for us.
The president last week said that if we feel we're losing control of the border at any point, if we feel there's a danger of people getting hurt, we will temporarily close down the border. And that is exactly what they did. The Mexican government now is saying that they plan to deport any of those people they managed to identify who tried to get into the U.S.
World markets have been mostly higher in Monday trading as investors cheer the long-awaited deal on Britain's exit from the European Union. U.S. stock futures are showing hefty gains across the boards ahead of the opening bell. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. British Prime Minister Theresa May arrives in Brussels today to attempt to agree on a blueprint of Britain's post-Brexit ties with the European Union, which diplomats say is being held up by disagreements over Gibraltar, fisheries, and trade. All EU leaders are due to meet on Sunday to rubber stamp the Brexit deal, consisting of Britain's withdrawal agreement and an outline of the two sides' new relationship. After Britain exits the EU, the fate of the withdrawal accord is uncertain. Nissan Chairman Carlos Ghosn will be detained for another 10 days following his arrest on suspicion of falsifying income reports by millions of dollars and misusing company assets for personal gain. The board of Nissan is set to decide this week whether to dismiss Ghosn and the company's representative director, Greg Kelly, who was also arrested on Monday on suspicion of collaborating in the wrongdoing. Crude oil sharply higher this morning, trading at $54.47 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures modestly higher. That's Your Money Now.
You don't have to wait until Black Friday to save big on the floor you want. Lumber Liquidators Black Friday flooring sale is going on now. Get waterproof flooring up to 50% off and pre-finished hardwood up to 35% off. All bamboo and water-resistant laminate floors are on sale. Plus, get exclusive Black Friday weekend deals and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators Black Friday flooring sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. We've had a good ride so far as you're traveling in from Tillman's Corner and Theodore, Schillinger, 3 Notch, 90, and Theodore Dawes Road, Range Line, and I-10. You'll see heavier traffic as well, but no accidents in the roadways. Good ride downtown for the tunnels across the Bayway with Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort. Still looking good. Just watch for the school buses on the way home. Hobbytown USA in Mobile on the corner of Airport and Schillinger Road, your one-stop shop for everything fun for Christmas. Great deals on remote control vehicles from Park Zone and ProBoat, and they've got drones starting at only $23. Hobbytown USA in Mobile. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 106.5. This is one of these days, y'all. Your high temp is in the morning and it's cooling throughout the day. 48 now at our studios. Checking in with Dr. Bill. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Yeah, so I guess this is as warm as it gets.
Yeah, well, with some sunshine, we climbed back into the 50s a little bit, but that's a lot cooler than yesterday. We got the 71 for both Saturday and Sunday. This is going to be an interesting week because it's going to start out cold and then it'll end up on the warm side. But today, the best we'll do is a low to mid 50s and mostly sunny, and wind out of the northwest gusting to 20 miles an hour at times. Tonight, mostly clear, and we got a freeze for the Mobile area, at least here in the city. It'll get into the low 30s, and that means that some areas, especially north of the city, will be in the upper 20s tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, cool weather continues. Big high-pressure system will slowly move over us. Tomorrow, we should have sunny skies and a high in the mid-50s. We'll be down in the mid-30s for tomorrow night. And on Wednesday, more sunshine and still on the cool side, upper 50s for Wednesday afternoon. Now, the rest of the week, we warm up. Thursday, mostly sunny, 10 degrees warmer, up to 68 degrees for Thursday afternoon. Friday, be partly cloudy. We could see a few showers develop in the afternoon. The high will be in the low 70s. And then I expect numerous showers for Friday night and Saturday. Saturday up to 75 degrees, and then Sunday some dry weather, sunny skies, but still on the mild side, around 72. So as I indicated, we're starting out cold this week, and then above normal warm temperatures at the end of the week.
And Dr. Bill, it is this time of year, well, and it happens several times, but when we have these big fluctuations in temperatures and fronts, that I do have to ask you about severe weather.
Right now, we don't look at any severe weather, especially Friday and Saturday. We see mostly showers.
Okay.
Things could change, but it looks like temperatures will be in the 70s, but just mainly showers.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, I don't need to go too far back in the history of Mobile weather and talk about December and tornadoes that we've had, those issues when you get that it gets cold and then you get a warm front for a few days. And it's not happening this week, Dr. Bill just said, but then you'll get another cold front come in that transition day. We do often have those outbreaks of severe weather. All right, 638 and 48 now at our studios. Coming right back. Joined again by my buddy Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. And it's time to get prepping, you were telling me the other day. Prepping for what?
Well, really lawn care. If you want a good lawn next season, next spring, maybe you're not happy with it this summer, now's the time to be planning for a good lawn next year.
You mean things we're doing now make a difference come spring?
Yeah, just like if you want to have a good day tomorrow, it starts with a good meal and a good night's rest. you'd really want to be thinking about aeration or getting a soil sample and seeing if you need to apply lime, maybe liquid aeration, maybe winterization with a fertilizer, or just cleaning up winter weeds. Those things are coming too.
Yeah, so things we do now in the fall make a big difference come spring.
Huge difference.
And I bet you have a list of those things for us you could roll out. You offered a few of them there. If we want more on that list or more information, how do we get in touch with you?
Just find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Fine Bob, the best in sports talk. Call of the day.
And two, I'd like to know, what did I just say there about the, hell, I went mind blank on myself.
Yeah, that's probably the first time that's ever happened.
Yeah, what were we just talking about before that?
You see, your stupid minds, stupid.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5. FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
Right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
640 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile mornings on this Monday. Glad to have you here. Sean, Kelly, Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. We want to just finish up a few things on that list here of things that are probably not great deals. Market Watch put this out, and it is Cyber Monday, and you think, okay, it's Cyber Monday, there's deals everywhere. Maybe on some things, but not on everything. So we said earlier in the list, at least the folks at Market Watch saying smartphones aren't a particularly good deal today, nor are electronics. Not really good. And that's like, those were the two, what, number one, number two, probably in most people's Christmas list.
For sure.
Unless you're weird like me. But as I, you know, I've told you all in the past, if you're ever thinking about Christmas ideas for me, just look at the government agency, alcohol, tobacco, firearms, ATF. Those would be...
Can't go wrong.
If you... Something from alcohol, tobacco, or firearms, you're pretty good for my Christmas list. Winter clothing, not a particularly good deal today. Folks at Market Watch say, hey, you want to get a good deal on that, wait till January. Maybe a little tough if you're trying to give that as a gift for Christmas.
I guess that would mean now is the time to buy swimsuits.
That would be right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do the same thing you would do in the marketplace and doing equities trading. Just do that in shopping. Do what everybody else is not doing. And
swimsuits for who? For yourself or for your loved ones?
Well, you always got to buy something for yourself while you're there, right?
Oh, okay. All right. So trunks.
Yeah, trunks. Swim trunks. I don't know. It depends on.
Oh, keep going.
They say sales on jewelry will be less than sterling today, so that's not good. Mm. Toys. Okay, so this is where a lot of us that are parents or have, you know, young nieces and nephews are always thinking toys. It says retailers often run out of the most popular toys and video gaming systems of the season, such as Hatchimals and the Nintendo Switch, so consumers may not be able to get the discount they want. The best time to buy toys, though, is mid-December. So that's the sweet spot. Mm. Like today, they're saying, is not the best. If you wait till mid-December, that's probably the best deal. Furniture and kitchen appliances, another sector they say is not a real good deal. They said retailers like to hype their sales on home furnishings and decor this time of year, but chances are the deals really aren't that special. These items go on sale regularly throughout the year, so unless consumers have their heart set on a particular item, you probably won't get much of a value today buying on Cyber Monday. Also, as you mentioned, for athletic and workout, athletic apparel and gym equipment, okay? You think, and because I've, just a side note, I've been looking for the real Stairmaster thing. Without having financing options, I don't think I'm going to be able to get one. Those things are crazy expensive.
No layaway plan for you, sir.
No, I mean, I've been looking at them, and I'm like, holy cow, they are that much. Mm-hmm. It says your friends and family members may be mulling that New Year's resolution to get in shape, but you're better off waiting until January to buy that new set of weights. People really decide to follow through on their New Year's resolutions in January, even if they forget them by February. And the retailers make a discount of their stuff to get more of it sold in January when we're all in that mindset. So just a few things they say aren't such a good deal on this Cyber Monday. What does that leave? Not really sure what items that leaves other than produce. Other than produce, mm-hmm. there's not much left on that list. So,
if someone gives you romaine lettuce, they don't love you.
I got such a good deal on the romaine lettuce.
I bet you did.
A lot of people will be getting some romaine lettuce here for Christmas from me. 6:43, time for some real headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, sir. Good morning, everyone. Happening today, former Trump campaign foreign policy advisor George Papadopoulos. He will report to prison today. That move ordered by a federal judge who rejected his last-minute bid to delay his two-week sentence. The AP is reporting this morning that he was sentenced in September for lying to the FBI in the Russia investigation. He'd sought a postponement of his prison term until an appeals court had ruled in a separate case challenging the constitutionality of special counsel Robert Mueller's appointment. But in a 13-page opinion on Sunday, U.S. District Court Judge Randolph Moss said the Papadopoulos had waited just too long to contest his sentence, and originally he had agreed not to appeal as part of his plea agreement, and the judge said the challenge to Mueller's appointment was unlikely to be successful in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit. Four different federal judges have upheld Mueller's appointment as proper. According to Judge Moss, Papadopoulos waited until the 11th hour to seek relief. Indeed, he did not file his second motion, the stay request, until the last business day before he was scheduled to surrender to serve his sentence. He has only his own delay to blame. Well, you know what happens in this story, Sean Dalton. We go to Twitter because Papadopoulos took to Twitter saying the following: the truth will all be out. Not even a prison sentence can stop that momentum. Looking forward to testifying publicly shortly after. The wool is not going to be pulled over America's eyes forever. Closer to home, a man shot in the head. And get this, he refuses to press charges against the suspect. First of all, the fact that he's alive, I mean, that's a true blessing, right?
Yes.
So, according to the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office, the 18-year-old who was shot in the head, that happened last Friday. The suspect involved, who has been identified as 23-year-old Tory Banks of Fort Walton Beach, he was arrested for discharging a firearm during the commission of a felony and carrying a concealed weapon. The shooting victim, who once again did survive, has been identified as 18-year-old Deontay Wingate. He was shot in the head at a car wash and only suffered minor injuries. Authorities say initially he ran from that area, but soon he returned and was taken to the hospital for treatment of his head wound. Banks, the suspect, was located and taken into custody. Deputies say an exact motive for the altercation has not yet been determined. Investigators say both men knew one another. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you, Kelly. And yeah, we'll talk more. The Papadopoulos going to serve hard time.
Right.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
2 weeks. So we get into that. Also, as we look at national news, of course, looking to the border, what happened over the weekend, and read a pretty interesting story here about what the president had said, I think, last week or the week before about cutting budgets domestically and foreign, but talked about putting a heads up here to the folks in the military. Just after Congress signed this very big military spending increase, the president says, hey, you got to think about cutting the budgets. It'll be interesting as Mattis and others are going to the mat with the president to talk about this. We'll get into that and a lot more right here on Mobile Mornings.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News. This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit IRSAllStar.com.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A 9-year-old girl is shot on Interstate 10 in Mobile. The child was rushed to University Hospital with a gunshot wound to her shoulder. Mobile Fire Rescue confirms the shooting happened around 8:30 last night near the Virginia Street exit. We're working to find out what led up to the shooting and whether any arrests have been made. A former Crimson Tide player, now in the NFL, is free on bond this morning after being arrested and charged with domestic violence over the weekend. The San Francisco 49ers
released linebacker Reuben Foster Sunday. Foster was arrested for allegedly slapping and pushing a woman at a hotel in Tampa. Happening today, a chance to snag some big deals without leaving your house. Cyber Monday is here. According to the National Retail Federation, 75 million people are expected to take advantage of internet bargains today. Experts are predicting Cyber Monday could bring in $7.5 billion. I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5.
Friday morning at 8, it's Football Friday with Phil Savage. Presented by Boyd's Royal Knight, Government Boulevard in Mobile. Featuring $8 weekday lunch specials. All the football you can handle. Football Friday on FM Talk 106.5. Proving that, in fact, we all can't just get along.
You need to have your ticket punched, Bonbon. I'm going to be your worst nightmare.
So, would you say I would have the right to defend myself?
Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
6:49 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Most of the teams in the NCAA have wrapped up their regular season with makeup games, the Army-Navy game, and conference championship games, the only thing standing between now and bowl season. And yesterday, the Associated Press released one of the final top 25 rankings of the season. The top three remain the same from the previous 5 weeks. Alabama again unanimously voted number one. Clemson is ranked second, and Notre Dame third. Georgia is the top-ranked one-loss team. The Bulldogs moved up one spot to number four after cruising past Georgia Tech on Saturday. Oklahoma moved up one spot to number five. The Sooners outlasted West Virginia 59-56 in a Saturday shootout. And Ohio State thoroughly dismantled the then-number four-ranked Michigan 62-39 as the Buckeyes moved up to number six in the poll. The UCF Golden Knights are undefeated, but they ranked seventh because of the weakness of their schedule. Michigan comes in at number eight. That's a four-spot drop from last week. Number 9, Texas and Washington round out the top 10. The SEC has 7 ranked teams this week. Florida moved up to number 11. LSU fell to number 12, while Kentucky went up to number 16. After an Egg Bowl win on Thursday, Mississippi State is ranked number 20 this week, and Texas A&M moved back into the top 25 at number 22 after defeating LSU in a wild 7 overtime game on Saturday night. That was the highest scoring game in football history, 74-72. Now that the regular season's ended, Alabama and Georgia will meet in Atlanta this Saturday for the SEC championship game. Only 3 teams in the Southeastern Conference saw their seasons come to an end this weekend because 11 of the 14 teams are eligible to play in a bowl game this season. Ole Miss is under suspension, but they wouldn't have been eligible for a bowl anyway. Their season ended in a 5-7 record. Tennessee lost to Vanderbilt for the third year in a row, and that ended the Vols season with a 5-7 record. And Arkansas went winless in the SEC to end their year with a 2-10 record. Everyone else in the league will start practicing soon for a bowl game. There have been a couple coaching changes now that the regular season's ended. Texas Tech fired head coach Cliff Kingsbury after the Red Raiders finished with a third consecutive losing season. Kingsbury had a 35-40 record over 6 years at Texas Tech. He closed the season with a 35-24 loss to Baylor that kept the Red Raiders from reaching bowl eligibility. And North Carolina fired head coach Larry Fedora following a second straight 9-loss season. Fedora went 45-43 in his 7 years in charge. He took the Tar Heels to 4 straight bowl appearances at one point. 6:51 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel. Just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny today. It will be cool with temperatures in the mid-50s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cold with lows in the lower 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the mid-50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Get all of your lawn and garden questions answered.
When should I water it, night or during the day?
What's going to be the best kind of grass to plant if you're not going to irrigate water?
With Bill Finch and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday morning from 9 till 11, your personal yard consultant, Bill Finch, will teach you about gardening in our unique corner of the world.
I did not know that.
Press registered gardening columnist and director of the Mobile Botanical Gardens, Bill Finch, and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday mornings from 9 till 11.
Good morning for the Bits and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. It's been a great ride across the Bayway, but hang on to the wheel. We've got some pretty gusty winds and a chilly start again. But the good news is, talking with Mobile Police Department, they're clear. No delays. State troopers the same. Just watch for the radar and the school buses again this morning on the way in. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffett Road in Mobile, offering you more room for you and your family with up to 2,850 square feet. See the brand new four-bedroom, two-bath Patriot through Revere Double Wide and pre-qualify at mobilehomecenter.in. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 6:54 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. One of those days, you better pack for some cooler temperatures, because what it is now may be close to your high for the day. And right now it is 48 at our studios. Maybe high right today around 53, then cooling off to the 30s by tonight. More from Dr. Bill coming up right now. Headlines with Kelly Finley.
Thank you. Good morning.
Morning.
The team is back in effect.
That's right.
Hey, before you get your click on today,
how you like that? I like that. Get your click on.
For Cyber Monday, if you're an Amazon customer, the company is apologizing. Last week, they admit that some customers' names and email addresses were exposed. In an email sent to some of the users, Amazon said the company inadvertently disclosed your name and email address due to a technical error. A statement from a spokesperson with the company said, though, everything has been all fixed, and they have informed the customers who may have been impacted. It's unknown as to how many customers were impacted by the disclosure or when it took place, but the full email says, "We're contacting you to let you know that our website inadvertently disclosed your name and email address due to a technical error. The issue has been fixed. This is not a result of anything you have done, and there is no need to for you to change your password or take any other action. Sincerely, customer service."
Mm.
I think it's a great letter, but I would immediately change my password.
Yes.
I'm just erring on the side of safety.
Well done.
So just wanted to tell you that before you get clicking. And then there's this. It is Cyber Monday. Everything has a name, right? Mm-hmm. This day traditionally falls after Thanksgiving, the Monday after. And this is when you're going to see some whopping deals from Walmart, Target, Amazon, and more. Listen to this. Last year, 81 million shoppers spent $6.59 billion on Cyber Monday. And Best BlackFriday.com, our new favorite website, they're predicting that this year more than $7.25 billion will be spent just this year alone. It's so obviously topping last year. And of course, people are looking for the hot deals for TVs, video games, iPhones, smartphones. You know the drill. So just be mindful of the fact that there's a lot of deals going on. Use your Monday wisely. Cyber Monday TV predictions, they say, with the Black Friday and Cyber Monday merger complete, expect to see some of the same prices for TVs this year during Cyber Week. This is the first time I've heard it called Cyber Week.
They're extending it. Extended hours, yes.
Like extended family,
that's right?
That's right. So you could get a 50-inch 4K TV for $155. And a 55-inch 4K TV for $190, depending on where you're shopping. So just do your due diligence, do your homework, happy shopping, and protect all your passwords. And may I just throw this one out there? Don't go to somewhere where you can use free Wi-Fi, because other people can hop on your Wi-Fi too.
Right.
And get your information.
Right.
And that's no fun. That's like coal in your stocking. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
A romaine in your salad.
Ooh.
Same kind of thing. Same kind of thing. All right. 6:57 FM Talk 106.5. By the way, too, maybe some other cyber tips, Cyber Monday tips you haven't gotten from somewhere else. Number one, we talked about don't be tempted by great deals on romaine lettuce, but also before you buy something online from Sears, make sure they haven't gone out of business since you logged in.
So, yeah, there's like one store left in Alabama.
So just before you make sure that's don't log in, make your order, and they go, they're out of business completely. All right. Coming up today, Mobile County meeting on their roaming dogs ordinance, and the city of Mobile to to contrast with that is going to talk about cruise ships.
Maybe the doggies want to know what's happening with the fantasy.
Right. Roaming dogs want to go on a cruise. That's right.